Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Kirk Bangstad and Sarah Yacoub. Thanks so much, Kirk, for making me feel guilty. We've listened to all this beautiful music, and I have to sit here and admit that my favorite Christmas album is still 1977's John Denver and the Muppets, you know, A Christmas Together. And it's going to be Muppet music after this, but I'm thankful for this hour. And Sarah, really, it got us talking during the breaks as well, you know, about what we should be taking away from this.
You know, we're so blessed to be able to take this time to listen to this beautiful music with powerful messaging. But it sort of brings this question to mind that's been weighing on me lately, which is, who is it withstanding to have these conversations when our walk doesn't match our talk? Is it a friend? Is it our spouse, our coworker, our boss, our neighbor? Who is it in our lives? A stranger? Who is it that we give permission to say, really, your actions don't match your words, or what's going on here? And who holds us accountable? And, you know, are we holding ourselves accountable? You know, every time I see one of those trucks with, you know, profanity and some, whether it's Biden or someone else who's in the crosshairs of hate at the moment, and then I see a cross or some symbol of faith, I'm going, how do you put the two together? So much hate with self-identifying in your faith. And so that's the question I'm sort of left with today, yeah. Of how do we bridge that gap?
Yeah. And to me, it's, you know, it's been always been music for me. And that's why I did this, or want to do this show tonight. I'm as bad as anybody. I'm a Facebook warrior too, you know, and if I get riled up, I start teasing people. I start being sarcastic. And you know, as soon as I listen to Oh Holy Night, I just start crying. And I realize that those are the greater angels. This music means something to me. So that's how I self-regulate, you know, and I don't know. What about you, Pat?
I'm very fortunate. I've moved around a bit over the years as we've gone through different phases of my wife's career and mine. And every so often we find, you know, just amazing people in our lives. And that includes pastors over the years as well. And I feel very fortunate to have found one that we also consider a good friend. And I know that, you know, most people are not that fortunate, and or they don't have a spouse, you know, again, the way that I do, that I have somebody we can talk to about these things. And no matter how much we get worked up, she's always reminding me, you know, to look for the good ones, you know, that the good ones are out there. And I was talking to somebody by email today who's going through a particularly rough patch, and reminding them that we just have to go to the next good thing. And sometimes that feels like that path is very long, but the next good thing is lurking out there, and we need hours like this to do that. So in the minute or so that we have left, I just wanted to find out real quick. Sarah, are you going away? Are you having an old fashioned family Christmas? What's you doing, the Griswolds? What are you doing?
We are heading out to California between Christmas and New Year's. And I had a little bit of a crisis because I don't know how to dress for 40 to 50 degree weather anymore. And my mom laughed and said, you grew up here. And I said, well, much has changed. So that's us. How about you all? What are you up to?
Kirk, what about you?
I'd
well, you're
be
traveling
here
next month, so you probably are taking it easy till then, right? So
I'm going to Costa Rica because COVID's crazy in Wisconsin, and this is where I go to relax and get healthy and surf.
Yeah, well, I hope the both of you enjoy the season so much. I don't want to forget before we go to thank our hosts at News Talk 92.7, home of the Devil Radio app, where you can listen to the show on demand on the weekends. Catch us on our website, upnorthpodcast.com. Watch us on YouTube or on the Facebook page of the Minocqua Brewing Company. And you can catch my work over at upnorthnewswi.com. Again, don't forget the WI on that. So with that, it's time for us to go. Thanks to our guest, Pastor Chris Kramer. Thank you for joining us at the cabin. We're taking next week off. We'll see you January 5th. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Lord, I say, Lord, Lord, Lord. What you let me? Gotham.